What do you want your body to look like? And what do you want your body to feel like? How healthy do you want to be? How strong do you want to be? How fit do you want to be? How good do you want to look naked? How good do you want to look and feel in your clothes? How young do you want to feel and how young do you want to stay feeling for the rest of your life? What do you want your hair, your skin, your fingernails, your eyes, everything about the outside of your body, how good do you want that to look? And is it important to you to wake up with a stack of energy? And they're all the things that the world seems to want a lot of information about. How do I get my body into great shape? My physical body. And then there's, of course, the health challenges that the world is absolutely chock-a-block, bombarded with, filled up with, hospital beds. In fact, most hospitals are so full they can't fit any more people in them because people are sick. And I've got a long list, and we all know the long list: coronary heart disease, type 2 diabetes, osteoporosis, depression, obesity, cancer, stroke, Alzheimer's, dementia, the horrible killer diseases that seem to be getting worse and worse in the world, and the question would be why. And we must know now that there is an answer to all of those things. If you really want to have a body that is healthy, fit and strong, it looks good and feels good naked and in your clothes. If you really do want to have healthy skin, healthy hair, healthy nails, if you really don't want to get sick and you really don't want to be overweight and out of shape and get the killer diseases, then we should know that the answer is that we need to be fit and strong. And of course, the only way to get fit and strong is to exercise. So why don't people do it? And that's the question. As an exercise professional, as a parent, as a teacher, as an athletic coach, as a boss, as somebody who's responsible for helping people to have great lives, how can we possibly have a fantastic life? How can we possibly enjoy our life if we don't have the health and fitness to go with it? And would life be so much more fun and so much more interesting and so much more easier even if we had the energy to be able to do all the things that we want to do? So why is it that we don't do it? And that's a big generalization, because there are obviously some people who are very healthy, fit and strong. But why is it that some people choose to be and some people don't? And it's an ongoing question for me, because as an exercise professional who's been doing this all of my life, for the last 30 plus years, the world has gotten fat and sick and weak and diseased, and it's getting worse and worse. And I'm the ultimate optimist, and I believe that all of that can be cured and all of that can be prevented, and I haven't made any difference at all. Why is it that even though we know exercise is the answer to all of those things, that the numbers haven't changed? There's still only 10% of people in the world who have an exercise program that will add any kind of long-term value to their life. That means 1 in 10 people use the magic pill, which is exercise. 9 out of 10 people have that pill available to them. They don't have to buy it, and you literally don't have to buy a pill, a potion, a powder, or a program, or join a gym, or have a personal trainer. You can actually exercise for free if you want to. And of course, you can spend all the money in the world on equipment and personal trainers and gyms and exercise equipment and pills and potions and programs, but you don't have to. You can be healthy and fit and strong and disease-free and have happy drugs pumping through your brain, so you're mentally tough and strong if you exercise and if you do it effectively. So why don't we do it? And maybe the question is in the effective. Because if something is really long and if it's really boring and it hurts and people don't want to do it, then maybe that's why they don't do it. And as an exercise professional, that's the big question I've always had to ask myself. You've got this amazing product, this amazing thing that if you do it, it will literally make your life easier, better, safer, healthier, more fun, more energetic. Your life will be better if you exercise. But Roe, as an exercise professional, you are not motivating or exciting people to exercise, because the world's getting fatter and sicker and weaker. And I take responsibility for all of that simply because I'm only as good as my profession. So if my profession is telling people they have to do long, boring, complicated, hard exercises that hurt their joints, waste their time, and people don't want to do it, then what am I going to do about that? and it's been my life's calling for 30 plus years. So I think what I'm asking is, as an exercise professional, as a parent, a teacher, a coach, why do we look for the hardest way to do things? Why are we not looking for the easiest, fastest, most simple, less complicated, logical ways to do things? And when you have a look at the basics, the fundamentals of how simple it is to be fit and strong, could there be no argument? Is it possible that if we actually look at what gets us fit and what gets us strong and what keeps us healthy, that we wouldn't argue about it? And when you talk about food and exercise, and if you go onto social media and have a look at what's going on with food and exercise, people are arguing from every extreme of every angle. So there's carnivores and vegan vegetarians. There's people who exercise 7 days a week and people who only exercise 1 out of 7 days. There's people who do 3 sets of 10 and there's people who do 1 set. There's people who talk about having to do exercise classes and people that would rather exercise on their own. There are people who talk about sprint training and there are people who talk about long distance training, and they argue constantly. But if we have a look at the fundamentals of fitness and strength, which are the two things that will keep us healthy, fit and strong for the rest of our lives, if we're fit and we're strong, and I'm going to share it again because I get so passionate and excited about it. If you are fit and if you are strong, you will have the short-term benefit of exercise, which is that those happy drugs pumping through your brain, that mental strength and mental health, mental well-being, and that absolute exercise high that you get immediately from exercise. You don't have to wait for a long time to get a benefit to exercise. There is an acute benefit. It happens the instant that you get puffed or that you lift heavy things. So that's the simple part. Get puffed and pump happy drugs through your brain. Get puffed and you get fit. When you're fit, your body becomes a fat burning machine. So your body prefers to burn fat rather than carbohydrate. You can only store 0.5 kilo of carbohydrate. So your body really prefers to keep that carbohydrate for exercise, and you literally become a fat burning machine for 23 plus hours of the day. That's what happens when you get fit. And of course, when you're fit, you've now got vitamins and minerals and phytochemicals and nutrients pumping through your brain and through your body, which is why you have great hair, great skin, great nails, and a great immune system. So if you're sick of getting sick in winter, if you don't want to get all those killer diseases, then to get fit, you've got to get puffed. And when you get puffed, you turn your body into a fat-burning machine. And that's the simple part. To get strong, all you've got to do is overload every single muscle in your body. And the more muscles you use at once and the heavier you lift and the harder you exercise, the better the hormonal response. So not only do you have the long-term benefit of strong muscles and strong bones, but you have the immediate effect of that endocrine system pumping happy drugs through your brain. So the fundamentals of being fit and being strong is to get puffed and to lift heavy. It's that simple. Why do we complicate it further than that? We get so caught up in the ripped and shredded and bikini body and the tight buns and the big shoulders and the big biceps. And ultimately, when you exercise hard and when you get puffed, your body will be the best it can possibly be. And we can't turn our body into something that it isn't. So if you haven't got the genetics to be a big muscle boy, then you're going to be a lean muscle boy. If you haven't got the genetics to have a size 10 waist and long, thin legs, well, that's just your genetics. But we could all be the very best that we want to be. We can be the healthiest, fittest, strongest that we can possibly be. It's just a choice. And that's probably my most interesting question. Why don't we choose to be healthy, fit, and strong? It's a simple process. It doesn't take very long. There is an immediate benefit and a short-term benefit and a medium-term benefit and a long-term benefit of being fit and strong, and yet so few people choose it. As an exercise professional, I have to take responsibility that our profession has made exercise too hard and too complicated. But what if we decided to keep it simple, get people puffed a few times every day and get people strong so that they have got strong muscles and bones? And if we send out a simple message to people, what do we do with that after that? If we keep it as simple and short and uncomplicated and as logical and common sense as possible, and if people then choose not to do it, One of the things I've learned the very long and the very hard way is that we can't force people to be fit and we can't force people to be strong. My only question is, if you are a parent or a teacher or a coach or somebody who is responsible for the health and well-being of people's minds and hearts and bodies, if you really want to set the example for the people in your life that life can be performed at a peak level, that you can wake up every day with a stack of energy and really love your life because you've got a body that allows you to do all the things that you want to do, then do we have the responsibility as those people to make sure that the message that we're delivering is as simple and safe as possible and that we're living that example? And that's one of the big challenges I have, of course, with my profession, is that there's so many people who are preaching and teaching and evangelizing and screaming about how to get healthy and fit and strong, but they're not healthy, fit and strong themselves. They're not enjoying their food. They're not enjoying their exercise. They spend hours and hours debating and arguing about what to eat and what not to eat and how to exercise and how not to exercise. And yet there's many of their days where they're not happy, or they're depressed, or they're too thin or too fat, or I can't have that and I shouldn't eat that. And they're angry about their food and exercise. Do we not have a responsibility as exercise professionals, as parents, as teachers, as coaches, to make sure that we're living the example of what exercise can actually do for the human body? So great questions I always ask myself. Roey, are you full of energy? Do you have a stack of energy? Because you wake up every day with a purpose, you live your life with a purpose, and you have a stack of energy to get you through the whole day because you're looking after yourself. Question two, Roey, are you performing at your top level at everything that you do? Whether you're going out for a run, or you're playing with your puppy dogs, or you're studying, or you're learning, or you're teaching, or you're sharing information with the world, are you doing that at your absolute peak performance? And if the answer is no, then I have to do something to change it. Roey, do you love how you look and feel in your clothes and out of your clothes? And I always ask women this question. When you look in the mirror in the morning, if you don't like what you see, is it likely you're going to have a fat day? If you don't like the vision that's looking back at you from the mirror, the only person responsible for that image, that vision, is me. It's myself. We have to take full responsibility for the way we look without our clothes on. And if we don't like the way we look without our clothes on, we can absolutely do something about it. And why don't we? It's a simple process. So if you want to look good, if you want to feel good, if you want to perform at your top level, if you want to get the results that you really need from your eating and exercise program, and don't you deserve to get that from your eating and exercise program? Shouldn't you be saying, my eating and exercise program guarantees that I have a stack of energy, that I perform at my top level, and that I look great in and out of my clothes? And if you're not getting that from your exercise program, then perhaps it's time to change your exercise program. We have a responsibility to make sure that our kids grow up in a healthy, fit, strong world. I want them to, don't you? Let's get healthy, let's get fit, let's get strong, let's get rid of the killer diseases in the world, because I believe in my lifetime we should be able to eradicate, prevent, cure, get rid of them, because there's no reason for us to have coronary heart disease, type 2 diabetes, osteoporosis, depression, Alzheimer's, dementia, obesity, cancer, strokes. We can get rid of all of them if we choose to be happy, healthy, fit and strong. And could happy be the most important one? Let's choose to wake up every day wanting to be in great shape. And could that be a great purpose to get up? And could that be the reason why we're happy, because we've got a purpose to get up? What great questions.